afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Welcome back, a little Ronnie Laws. Kind of some fun old stuff this morning. You're picking a good playlist there, my friend. Talking about Ghostery at Ghostery.com and the add-on that gives you some pretty significant, important control over just how you're tracked on the Internet. Now, I want to make it very, very clear. This is not, it's not an anonymizer. It does not prevent your IP from being tracked, your activity from being tracked. However, it's interesting. You know what? If you're using privacy mode in your browser and you're on Tor or another anonymizer service and you use Ghostery and you've got a good firewall and antivirus malware, that's a pretty good arsenal of protection right there. Now, if you're doing illegal stuff, if the NSA, CIA, IRA, NSA, IRS are tracking you, they're probably going to keep tracking you. But, you know, for the normal bad guys and for the normal corporate busybodies, pretty darn effective suite of protections there. Now, you know, especially with the anonymizer, you probably pay a little bit of a price in terms of functionality and speed, but quite a powerful suite of protections. I mean, it's just it's a situation where if nothing else, you're doing what you can to keep yourself safe. Is it 100% guaranteed? No, nothing's 100% guaranteed. But I want to take this opportunity to get into some details there before we run out of time at the end of the show, to talk about the details of Ghostery, because I had a great opportunity. I went to the website BoiseWeekly.com, and they got an interesting little motto, a little byline under the Boise Weekly City Desk, Idaho's most urban news service. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What does that mean?
Don't know.
I mean, I know what the word urban means, but I don't know what that phrase means as it relates to their...
Well, you know,
are they in downtown Boise in a concrete building
with
smog?
You know how it is, Dave.
Is that how it is?
It's all hyperbole.
And they're playing hip-hop in the background?
We don't know what it
means. I don't know what it means. But I went on this website in my Firefox with Ghostery installed. Ghostery found 16 trackers.
Uh-huh.
And Ghostery puts up in your address bar, you know, you've got home and back and that sort of thing next to your address bar in Firefox, it puts up a little ghost icon, and then as you go from website to website, it pops up a number right below the ghost's eyes, the number of trackers found. It says 16. You click on that, then it gives you a drop-down. Ghostery found 16 trackers. Then it lists the website address, www.boiseweekly.com, and then it lists them below that. Add this, chart beat, click density, see extents, double-click, Facebook Connect, and I scroll down to get the others, Facebook Social Graph, Facebook Social Plugins, Google Analytics, OnSwipe, Pinterest, Quantcast, Scorecard Research, Stumble Upon Widgets, Twitter Button, and Whoopra.
Whoa!
All tracking me.
I didn't know Whoopra was
going after to this one.
Well.
Well, she's got her own network now, and she's a big friend of Obama's.
That's true.
And so I'm not surprised. So here we got 16. Now, next to each of these is a little button that kind of you can slide back and forth. And they all start out to the left, and they're blue, and they're tracker allowed. You slide that over to the right, each one that you choose, and it blocks that tracker. And I'm going through those 16 and blocking the tractors. And then what trackers? Then what happens is you get an opportunity to then reload the page to see the changes. Now, you know, this takes a couple, you know, I got 16. So this whole time I'm chatting with you, describing this, I'm actually moving these little sliders next to each of the trackers. A whooper just got blocked. To block the tracking. So then I reload the page. A little link pops up, tells you to do it. Now, Ghostery shows me 16 trackers, but they're all grayed out. None of them are tracking me anymore. And as I go through the website, nothing's really changed. No problem with content is apparent, but I'm no longer being tracked by those trackers.
That wasn't that hard to do.
No, no. So it's a very cool, elegant solution. Not much of, if any, I'm not aware of a performance impact that I've seen, you know, other than the time it takes you to run through these situations as you go from site to site. But just a great way, again, to take control. I mean, so much of how we live now, you just feel like you can't control anything. You don't control anything. And this gives us, if nothing else, that emotional benefit of feeling like, you know what, I'm not completely at their beck and call. I do have some power in spite of how it feels when I'm utilizing some of the tools that we talk about, including Ghostery, to keep your profile. You know, again, it's not being completely invisible because that's not possible. But, boy, I tell you what, you can get pretty close if you choose. And I think, you know, sometimes it's important just to push back. Sometimes the pushing back isn't all that effective at that moment of having pushed back, but it sends a signal. And I think, you know, you get enough folks, it's like doing ad blocking. There's Adblock Plus, which is a nice tool on the internet. Enough people use Adblock, enough people use Ghostery, it starts making the companies that are kind of getting in our business a lot less effective at doing it, and they have to change how they do things. And they can't just kind of do this stuff surreptitiously behind the scenes. You know, maybe enough people adopt these kinds of technologies, they'll have to begin to be a little more responsible and let us know what's happening. I mean, the reality is our exhaust on the internet is still ours. Kind of think of this as like an internet exhaust scrubber. Right?
Wait a minute, this is like the catalytic converter?
Sort of like a catalytic converter on a gas car or an exhaust scrubber on a diesel.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All of your particulates get...
Well, then you can consider it a green activity.
Absolutely. Kind of. Green data.
You're scrubbing your digital exhaust.
Particulates, yes.
Particulates.
Yep.
To save the digital environment. Good idea. That's awesome.
Yeah. If we don't, you know what's going to happen to all the server rooms around the internet?
I'm going to make the website.
They're all going to be flooded.
I'm going to put a green leaf on the website real quick. Hold on. So we know. So we're in with all the green people.
Yeah. And maybe Al Gore will leave us alone. Finally. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Well, you probably heard a bit of an aside right at the end of the show here, but you probably heard about that Google outage yesterday. Google email servers and social media were down for quite a bit of time yesterday. I mean, we're talking about Google Docs, Google Talk, Google Calendar, all went by the wayside. From about 12:15 Mountain Time, there are several hours, depending on where you were. It was a significant outage. It's been repaired. Google has not officially commented on exactly what happened. I don't like to do that. But it's back. One of the reasons I don't count on Gmail anymore. And you can tell by that funky music in the background, we are flat out of time. Had a great show. Hope you enjoyed it. Check us out on the internet at www.davemason.com. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.